Welcome to Fleischmann Hillard's Europe podcast, where the Brussels team and a variety of guests discuss the intersection of European politics, policy and communication, on and offline.
Given that you're relatively new to Brussels, how has Twitter helped you in navigating information and making contacts?
Certainly, in terms of making contacts, it's been invaluable because when I first came to Brussels, I didn't have a job. I came here to freelance. And as soon as I got here, I just started following people that I could see were active in Brussels on Twitter and following them and following the people they were speaking to on Twitter. And within a couple of weeks, somebody that I'd followed happened to be a director of a communications company. And he saw that I'd started following him and looked on my old blog and realised that I had some of the experience that he was looking for a job. So I got a job for freelancing for a few months simply because of that, and it's not a job I would have ever applied for or ever known would have been available. So things like that, making those sorts of contacts, are invaluable, and the sort of contacts that you would never make without social media.
And in terms of navigating through all the information, because there is a lot of information,
yeah,
in business, do you find it useful?
I think that's more difficult. Because it's obviously then down to you selecting the right people to look at and to read. It is useful, but it's not as useful, I think, as I think it can be overstated a bit. And it's not as useful as just making the contacts and then going from there. And there's still no substitute for talking to people face to face. And I think maybe social media should be used as a starting point for that rather than a means in itself.
Sure, because I think also a lot of, it's moving really fast in Brussels, Twitter, and a lot of high-level politicians have suddenly jumped on Twitter and made a bit of noise around that. Do you think they get it right when they're on Twitter?
No, absolutely not. I think Twitter has to be something different. There's no point just putting on Twitter what you would just put out as a press release or you'd be able to read anyway. I think you have to use social media for being interactive and discussing things with people and having a bit more of a conversation. You don't have to put things that will then become, a scoop or on the front page the next day, but just to use it as a different tool rather than something that, somebody in your press office just decides to put up just because they can. I think it has to be something different.
And are there any examples of politicians, either that you've come across in Brussels or elsewhere, that you think have got it right in terms of blogs or tweets?
From what I've seen in Brussels, I think Herman Van Rompuy does a good job on Twitter, just because it's something different. And I know he's got a few things wrong where he's tweeted, or the people who do it on his behalf have tweeted a few things that are inaccurate. But he's tweeted things during meetings which have been really useful and can give a bit more of an insight into what's going on behind the scenes, and I think that's very useful.
One of the journalists we spoke to recently lamented the lack of real policy blogs in Brussels. Do you think that would be useful?
I think so, certainly for my job. I think the hard thing is, because of the wealth of information that's out there, I think that sort of thing would be really useful. And I know there are some already, but it's just trying to, for whatever reason, it's just trying to create the debate and trying to direct people to those blogs, I think that hasn't been cracked yet, maybe.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of general commentary blogs,
yeah,
but I don't think that there are many specific blogs on certain policy areas that try and make sense of it all. Would you use social media or Twitter, do you ever use it as a source for stories?
Yeah, definitely. I can't think of any particular example since I've been in Brussels, but it's there to be used, definitely, yeah.
And do you find that the different players in Brussels, so the lobbyists, for example, and also the politicians, are they communicating with you using digital tools, or do they send...?
No, when the city I used to live in the UK, there was much more of a Twitter community, and it might just be because it was smaller, but when Twitter first started sort of becoming mainstream a couple of years ago, there were people, there were politicians, there were sort of policy makers and journalists and bloggers all sort of seemed to join in and have discussions and took those discussions on from policy and from news into sort of the social side of things. And I don't see that happening yet in Brussels. I think that sort of discussion, there's obviously discussions that the bloggers are having on their own, but I don't see sort of that crossing those boundaries yet. And I think that's the next challenge for sort of social media in Brussels.
Okay. Well, with that, we can leave us. Thanks very much.
Thank you.